That's the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts Latin Jazz Workshop, recorded right here at the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio last Wednesday. They've been here all summer, and their professor is in the house, Eric Trujillo. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. You got them sounding good, man. They came in right, and you remember that. That was like last week.
Yeah. You know, man, they're coming a long way. That's some fun music we're working on, and I'm really proud of the kids. They're coming a long way in a really short time.
This is summer school for musicians. I mean, I was reflecting back. My summer school, I think, was typing. You know, it kind of paid off because right. I'm still typing.
And you better get up to 40 words a minute or you fail.
Right. Backspace. Correction. But, man, this summer school, what are you covering with these students who are what ages?
Man, you know, this is a really diverse group. We've branched out and we've recruited some very young children to, middle school, high school level All kids. Right. And we do have a couple of alumni, older, they're still kids to me, but, you know, some older kids that have been through CCJ before.
These are high schoolers.
High school, yeah.
The old guys.
Right.
is there history of the music? I mean, you have some classwork as well as just the music work.
Right, yeah. We've, one thing that I've always made it a point to do with my Latin combos and Latin ensembles, and it's always seemed to work really well, is we always start the session, the entire class, with a Latin percussion workshop. And it's required, especially for the horn players. And, you know, the bass and the piano and Latin music are considered percussionists too.
And the way they play it.
Right,
exactly. The way a lot of Latin musicians play it.
Yeah. And so it's really important we make sure that everybody, including the horn players, understands the concepts of what the percussionists are doing, understanding the clave. And we sit down that first class, the kids show up with their horns and they're ready to play. And I'm like, nope, we're going to sit down and have a hands-on Latin percussion workshop. And we hash out and I show them the basic techniques. We start with the clave.
I'm sorry. What is the clave?
The clave is kind of like the fundamental current of Latin music, and depending on whether you're Cuban or Puerto Rican, it can go either. The clave is a beat, a tempo that we play, mm-hmm. and it goes something like this: 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, bop, 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 bop. That's called the 2-3 clave.
Okay.
And if you flip it around, you have a 3-2 clave: bop, 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 bop.
Okay, I know both of those. But.
And so the understanding the clave and the way that phrase, how the tunes that we pick and select, the clave lines up better with the melodies and the overall feel of the tune. So that's an art form in itself, and it's been a great debate in Latin groups for ages, and I'm sure it'll continue.
And you're saying the saxophone players, the reed players, the brass, piano, they all have to learn Latin percussion.
Yeah, they all have to understand all the basics. So what I do is I perform basic martillo on the bongo. On the congas, we do some basic tumbao patterns, show them very basics, the timbales, the cascara patterns, cowbell, campanas, very important that they learn those parts, and what's happening with them, the güiro and the maracas, and all the fundamental stuff, so that when, sometimes they get a little overwhelmed with what starts happening in the percussion, and then on top of that, you add in the piano parts, and then... our natural instinct in a lot of music is to listen to the bass. The bass parts are always, really rooted on the ones and threes or the twos and fours, depending on what you're playing. But in Latin music, it's always on the end and anticipating what's mm-hmm. coming up. And so learning how to listen to the bass and getting everybody that's in these combos to hear how this amazing weaving of patterns happens, because... in a lot of music, it can be pretty predictable. There are a lot of things that fall on, like I said, 2 and 4 and 1 and 3 and some others. But in Latin music, there's this amazing just weaving of all kinds of things happening. And I want to make sure that we break it down for them so that they hear each individual part. And then we slowly start to layer it in that first class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, at first... The look on some of their faces is just, this is priceless. You know, they're trying to take it all in, and it just looks like they're just going to, their heads are going to pop off.
Right.
But once you start laying it all together, I mean, by the end of that session, it's a really great feeling. Everybody's really, they're smiling, and they're just so tickled to know what's really happening.
Eric Trujillo, instructor for the Latin Jazz Workshop offered by the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts.
You know, the key in, for a lot of people who aren't musicians but love to get in and participate on something, you know, is to really, like you say, the clave, pick out something and then just stick to that, but keep your ears open.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't get too fancy now. Don't try to, you know, don't try to embellish too much. Just lock down whatever you're doing.
Yeah, that's true. And that's another emphasis is to make sure that we really stay rooted in the fundamentals. Yeah. Because in Latin music, it's very regimented. And, you know, especially when we talk about some of the traditional mambo stuff and the danzones and, you know, some of the earlier stuff, it's very... very fundamental and very clean and accurate and precise. And there's room to open up, and we do that. We work on some tunes where we can open up spaces where people can express a little more and have some space to do some solos and percussion. Yeah. And
but it's called advanced class.
Yeah, right. Man, I'll tell you what, the beginners, they're really starting to
get down. Huh?
They're letting it out
now.
Yeah,
that's good.
Eric Trujillo is instructor for the Latin Jazz Workshop Summer School, the coolest ever, offered by the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts. They are performing Saturday night, the 12th at 7 p.m. at Crossroads Theater, an opening act for their jazz concert series. Mm-hmm. For musicians, it's one thing to rehearse it, and you've been in workshop. It's another thing to get out there and do it.
Right.
In front of people.
Yeah, and you know, I think part of a good education in this class is just to prepare them for those things, to understand how to act and respond when something doesn't go right. And they're trying to pull off some really heavy stuff really quickly. And, you know, we've got a 7-year-old conga player that's holding it down in there. And
wow.
some you know, a lot of other young kids that maybe haven't done a lot of playing, but you build their confidence, and if they're rooted and they know what they're supposed to do, I think they'll be okay. It always ends up being okay. They always show up, and it's happening.
Eric, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it. No problem.